You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Thursday, the 24th of April, 2025. I had to say that carefully because I've just come back from a holiday in Turkey for a week. Went out to get some sun. I think I was more successful at putting on weight. I wasn't catching the sun, to be honest. I've had enough of eating. It was an all-inclusive thing because my kids want to go to the hotels where they can find friends, essentially. And all I find is pounds, as in weight pounds. Anyway, so I've been, keeping up with the markets, updating my website with companies, pretty much. I haven't been able to do all of them, but I will catch up. I've done quite a lot today, actually. I'm not going to go through some macro news because it's still chaos. I still see the markets as rolling over because just the uncertainty. Trump is sort of sowing into the global economy. You know, we'll come apart. The stitching's really bad. I'm trying to find an analogy here, but it's, you know, investors' companies cannot plan budgets when it's this chaotic. It's absolutely insane. So the actual figures themselves, you know, maybe not as bad, but going forward, they will be. It'll take a while. I mean, they don't want doing trade deals. I heard Trump say today, he asked, I think his Treasury Secretary or someone, how many companies or how many countries he's talking to in regards to trade deals. And they said 90, as if that's something to be proud of. Does he have any idea how long trade deals take to get signed off? Because there's multiple sectors and exclusions and, you know, stuff in brackets with asterisks and all that stuff. There's, you know, there's reams and reams and pages and pages. It's just so complex, trade deals. I think to try and do 90 trade deals in a time that will satisfy the markets is nigh on impossible. Anyway, let's have a quick look at the markets today. It is earlier than normal, sorry, because I've been updating the website a lot. There's been a lot of companies. Members of the club, you will see on the microcap database there, lots of new updates on companies. But I'll go through a few right here today. Before we do that, let's look at the markets quickly. I'd close the play. FTSE 100, it's flat pretty much, 8,407. FTSE 250, up a tenth of 1%, 19,504. I've got to stop saying the numbers, doesn't really matter, does it? Unless they're hitting highs or lows, doesn't really matter. FTSE small cap, up a third of 1%, and the AIM all share, down 1% a day. Strange, it's 669, but it is initial sort of resistance support there, 680. If it gets above that, it could be quite good. Let's look at commodities. Brent crude, $66 a barrel, up 31% a day. You've got copper. Where's copper at the moment? Let's get this on tons. It is down a quarter of 1%, and that's 10,650. Gold, it had a pullback yesterday, or a couple of days yesterday, but it's still, you know, near all-time highs. So it hit an all-time high close. This was $3,426 an ounce. It's now at $3,336. That's a heck of a run, gold, isn't it? What else we got? Bitcoin. Bitcoin did rally a little bit recently, didn't it? It's $93,000 now, over the 200-day moving average, which is around about $88,500. But it's at $93,345. Let's have a government bond, or government debt, the cost of it. So two-year is down 1.5% a day, 3.88%. That's decent. Way below, you know, nice drop now below the, apparently 100% chance of an interest rate reduction at the next meeting of the Bank of England Monetary Policy Committee. 10-year is at 4.5%, down 1.3%. A pound will buy you €1.17. It'll buy you $1.33. Wow. In fact, got up higher than that. Got it at 1.34 recently. Yeah, okay. Anything else on that? Look at that. No, that's pretty much it. So yeah, the dollar index, it has bounced a bit. But you are talking like it's down 9.7% since the start of the year, the strength of the dollar against a basket of currencies, which is quite worrying for America. It'll bounce back, though. Okay, let's look at individual companies. Now, what I'm looking at is essentially commercial microcap companies. These are companies below 100 million market cap, or enterprise value, really, and they've got to have revenue. I'm not interested in pre-revenue, and I'm looking to see whether they'll be eligible for the microcap league, which means they have to be profitable. I'm looking for companies that are, you know, profitable, good value, and growing, and yeah, these businesses, when it comes down to it, you know, that's what you're looking for. Good businesses you want to invest into. I keep saying there's two ways to make real wealth, and that's, you know, run a very good business, or own one, or own a share of one. And owning a share of one is a lot easier to do than actually setting up a business and becoming a successful business. Anyway, let's start. I think you can't not avoid Argentex. I don't know what happened there. It's absolutely crazy. So on Tuesday, they came out with a liquidity problem, and they suspended trading. Which is crazy. I mean, like many people, thought this is their bread and butter. The volatility in the dollar wouldn't be making them lots of money. And it hasn't. They said the company has experienced a rapid and significant impact on its near-term liquidity position, driven by, inter alia, margin calls linked to its FX forward and option books. This is the kind of thing you'd expect from a private trader, isn't it? Over-leveraging their positions. You wouldn't expect it from a company that calls itself a global specialist in currency risk management. And now, what's just come out is they've had a possible offer from IFX at a price of 2.49 pence per Argentex share. That's sub 3 million market cap. This company on Tuesday was a 52 million market cap company. I've heard the saying, you know, a week is a long time in the markets. But 2 days is a long time, isn't it, for this company? But it is one of these things. I mean, Argentex was on a recovery watch list. But of course, that means it's not profitable. And FX is, you know, it's quite a risky area. And you can blow up your account if private investors do blow up their accounts. You don't expect it from a listed company that specialises in this. So, you know, it's sadly, for people holding this, you know, it's a gut punch. I've had several of these in the past where you've, you know, taken a position in a company you think has excellent potential and then something goes wrong. Now, understand, okay, this is a risky area. I mean, FX and all that. But I thought that was, you know, literally schoolboy stuff. You know, FX trading 101 is hedging and all that stuff and, you know, looking after your liquidity and your leverage. But I often say sometimes it's very rare for a company to go bust, you know, as long as you keep looking at the updates and trading. But this is one of these dark arts, isn't it, FX? That no one really knows a lot about, private investors. This is why I'm very wary of these companies. I didn't understand a while back when, do you remember they raised like 3 million or something like that in equity? But their cash, I know a lot of it was restricted cash, but they had cash like 28, 30 million. And so that to me rang alarm bells. So why are you raising money if you've got a heck of a lot of cash? And I remember under Harry Adams, I always had problems trying to figure out what was restricted cash and what was actually their cash. Turns out now, a lot of that cash is not their cash. So I have no idea why they had to raise that. But understand, I said this is quite a risky area, the effects, because there's a lot of dark arts that goes on. You don't really know about hedging, margin calls, all that stuff. I mean, I particularly don't. I've never, you know, traded on leverage, so I don't really know anything about that. And it's like one of those old Warren Buffett sayings, isn't it? If you don't understand the business, don't invest in it. You know, you don't get, it's not like Olympic diving. You don't get points for difficulty. You've got to understand the business, pretty much, to invest in it. But always be aware, you know, it's very rare for a company to go bust, but it can happen. So always think in those terms. When you have a big position in a company or a large position, think, what would happen tomorrow if this company went bust? Would my, you know, how would my portfolio hold up, essentially? And saying that it's a very, very, you know, rare occurrence, but, you know, sometimes you will get a stock fall by 50% if it's something's going wrong with it. So just think in terms of risk all the time. Like I do say in my book a lot. Most of the time, you know, people lose money in the market. It's because they think of reward too much rather than risk. Now, if you cover off the risk, the reward takes care of itself, because, you know, you can go for these high-risk reward plays, but essentially all you need is one of those to blow up in your portfolio, and your long-term returns or your, you know, returns that year are gone. So you're better off looking at more predictable companies with the, you know, less of a big upside, but it's more achievable. And that is about risk and reward. Like I said, risk always comes first. Always think about, it's the old Rocky quote. I love that quote. And I think Rocky, he came up with that, Sylvester Stallone, is a genius. Because it isn't how big you can hit. And in my mind, I say, it's not the biggest winners you can find. It's in taking the hits and moving forward. In other words, it's about, you know, taking the losses and still moving forward, because it's okay having one or two big winners, but if you've got a load of losers as well, you know, that comes off your returns. So, yeah, I would just suggest go for companies that are more predictable in their revenue. You understand it, you understand the business, and the potential upside is not massively huge, because the chance of achieving that reward is higher risk. But there we are. I'm you know, sad for all holders of that, because, like I said, it from all intents and purposes, they looked like they were improving. After a lot went wrong, did it last time round? We never know what happened last time when the board with Harry Adams' rules were kicked out. What happened there? There was something odd going on, and you never actually hear. And like I said, that red flag is where they raised like £3 to £6 million. It was when they had like 20 million. I thought, why are they raising money? They've got loads of money. So that was always very odd. Okay, that's Sergeant X. Next, Active Ops. What was the news today? Full year trading update and notice of results. So they are a 67 million market cap company, 55 million enterprise value. They're a software as a service business dedicated to helping organizations create more value from their service operators. So it looks like they're going to be doing 30.4 million of revenue top line, this is, of course, for 2025. Versus 26.7. So it's a 13.5% increase. And adjusted profit for tax is a 2.1 forecast, up from 987. So it's a 112% increase, but this is adjusted. So it's a good update, really. You know, decent update. The chart has been in a downtrend for quite a while. I mean, it's going back from September, I think, last year. It hit 140, and it came around 80 pence. In April this year, but it's bounced off that. Now, what I would say is there's an improvement here, definitely. They're a SaaS company, so a high level of recurring revenue, and the broker says exit ARR already covering 90% of our potentially conservative sales estimates next year. Strong balance sheet, year-end cash of 20.6 million versus 70.6, no debt. Now, the broker uses an EV sales metric evaluation, and they say they're quite cheap. I understand, you know, if you get high recurring revenue, a lot of visibility going on. But if you look on a PE level, And maybe this isn't relevant, but, you know, it's funny when people say it isn't relevant. And, you know, it is to other companies. So if it's profitable, why isn't it relevant here? So it may need to grow into these earnings because the E is quite small. For example, a forecast PE of 85 dropped to 75 for 2026. Now, even if you exclude the cash used enterprise value earnings, it comes in at 67 for 25 and 58 for 26. So not cheap. So not one for me, but they are an improving company, good, strong balance sheet. And it looks like on the chart, it's bounced nicely. So it's got some resistance at 96 pence, I think, where it finished today. But it seems like the bottom is in here and they are improving. So, yeah, not a bad company. It's just, well, I question the valuation and why it's priced so highly. Obviously, it's software as a service and all that stuff. But, yeah. Check it. Just ignore that company, essentially, for now. What are they? Market cap, 13 million. They came out with, was it final results? I think it was, yeah. And even the top line went up 18%. Pre-tax loss of 4.4 versus 4.6 last year. And they're going to continue to make losses as far as the forecast I can see. Now, they do have about 5.1 million in cash, but this was three times higher than that in 2023. So they do say they're going to focus on profitability now, and they have to. Because at the current cash burn rate, they're going to have to go to the market or raise money somehow before they get the profitability. So they're going to have to cut that cash burn down. So I'd say stand back and watch this one. It's not one particularly I'm interested in. What else is there? Hundreds of companies here. Eco Animal Health. Let's have a look at this. It was a trading update, I believe, wasn't it? Trading update. They're going to report. Now, Eco Animal Health, they are a market cap of 80 million. Enterprise value of 58, so got a decent chunk of cash there, about 22, no debt, which is very good. They are developed some markets, branded veterinary pharmaceutical globally, with expertise in antibiotics and vaccine for pigs and poultry. Pigs and poultry, P&P. So, the funny thing is, they said they're ahead on EBITDA, but they're not on revenue. So my comment is, I mean, if you look at the chart, you can see the gap downs. There's a gap down in October, I think, 7th October. Yeah, where it dropped from 95 pence to like 65 pence. And that was a profit warning, essentially. In October, that's right. They cited challenges as a result in the Chinese market, apparently because of less disease amongst animals. And so revenue would drop to 7%. Looking ahead, 2026 is expected to show revenue growth of 5% and profit for tax growth of 21% to 3.6. Again, this puts them on a PE of 45. Not cheap. The brokers have a lofty target of 257 here. And the share price is 60 pence. They use EV sales again, not a metric I favour. But having said that, you know, strong balance sheet. If the Chinese market recovers, I think the SP will do quite well. Chart, there's a close above 63 pence. We positive for the share price, I think. But yeah, it's come down a long way on profit warnings. And they were looking at big operations in the Chinese market, but they say they're insulated from tariffs because a lot of local production is done there anyway, and it's for the Chinese market. Yeah, it could bounce, could move. Nice, you know, nice balance sheet. Trading statement from One Health Group. Now, this is an interesting company. It came from Aquis to AIM just recently. The independent provider of free NHS care for patients referred through patient choice for treatment in orthopaedic spine. Basically, this is a play on NHS waiting lists. The NHS obviously has to outsource, or they're trying to outsource as much of these patients as possible, because the NHS can't deal with them. And so a benefactor of this would be One Health Group. Now, they're a market cap of 25 million, enterprise value of 20. They are profitable. So the last set of results was, half-year results, 30th of September. They grew top line by 22%, from 10 million to 13.2. They are profitable, 845K for the half year. So These are the forecasts. So they're saying revenue growth is expected to come in 22% higher, 28 million versus 23, and a pre-tax profit of 1.9 versus 1.4. So that's 28% growth. So you've got 20% top line, 28% profit for tax. There's still a pre-tax profit to make them of about 36. That's dropping. That's halving on the 2026 figures. So maybe worth a look. They're a small company, but worth a look there. The chart isn't much because, like I said, it's definitely just listed. But, yeah. Oh, cash, by the way. Also, of 11.4 million they've got. Which, when you think of it, you've got cash of 11.4 million now on this trading update, and they are a market cap of 25. That's quite a strong balance sheet. So check them out. Next is... Come on, oh, my son's trying to call me. I don't know why he's calling. Traxys. Let's look at Traxys here. The market cap of 94 million, enterprise value 74. They came out with interim results today. Top line was down 1% to 36.8 million versus 36.5. A loss before tax of 742K versus 268. I can't get access to broker notes on this. This is one of these companies that has a broker that doesn't subscribe to Research Tree for private investors. And I find this unequal. It's not a level playing field, is it? So institutional investors and high net worths, or super high net worths, or people in the know, get access to these notes. But if you're a shareholder and you're not an institution or super high net worth, then you can't read up on the company, pretty much, which you own part of the company. Why should this be privileged information for certain people? I think, you know, broker notes should be available for everyone. But I did say a while back on this, their full year results look unachievable. They were forecast to achieve revenue of 82.6 million and net profit of 10.6. So revenue for each one was 36.6, so nowhere near half, and they made a net loss of 457K. I can't see how they're going to get anywhere near those full year results. I mean, it could be a good recovery play. It seems like a good company is, you know, taking a bit of a hit because there's delays on some of their rail contracts. Yeah, but unless they come up with a trading statement or contract that suggests they're going to be in line with forecasts, and I can't see how they're going to hit it. And of course, we won't see what the broker expectations are now. I've got this from different sources, but I can't see how they're going to hit that figure for the full year. So maybe one to watch, but I'd wait until trading updates come out on that one, because that's a big drop there, isn't it? Okay, where am I next? Anything else? I won't go too many because I've got too much to do here, too many things going on. What else is there? Inspired is quite interesting. I think it's worth a look here because they've rejected a bid approach from something called Regent. Now, what do Inspired do? They are a technology-enabled service provider supporting businesses in their drive to reduce energy consumption, deliver net zero, control energy. Now, the issue here is they did have a lot of debt, but their growth is looking quite good. And they're saying, I mean, if you look at 31st to 12th, 2024, full year results, top line was flat, but they went from 6.1 million loss to 11.7 million profit. And they do say, what do they say? They reckon they're going to double EBITDA and clear debt by 2027. If they hit these forecasts, then there's some decent upside. Now, they've rejected a cash offer of 65 pence. But who knows? But I think it's maybe an interesting play. If they do continue that growth and double it with DAR, then it's definitely a bit of upside here. But like I said, they've got debt. So it could be a bit of risk. That's it for today. I'll cover others I haven't covered in the next few podcasts because I've done so many updates recently that I can't do them all now because it would just get too long and boring. And if you're still awake, I'm sure you'll agree. Thanks so much for that. Speak to you tomorrow. I still feel a bit too tired from Turkey, to be honest. Didn't get until just gone midnight last night. Driven from Stansted Airport, which is a 2-hour drive after. I hate flying with people. I hate generally crowds of people. People, generally. That's right. Anyway, thanks, Ad. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.